Hare Krishna. Yesterday I had a Skype conference with some Russian-speaking disciples, and an interesting topic came up. We're discussing a devotee by the name of Apramayatma. He brought this up and he said, since the living entities are parts of parcels of the Supreme Lord, and they're made in his image. Since the principle of male and female exists in the absolute truth, does it actually exist in the living entities? And in one sense, the answer is obvious, yes. Here we are, living entities in the material world, and we're identifying with our bodies, and some of us have male bodies, some of us have female bodies, we act, we adjust equally well to each of them in countless species of life, in which we see that both these male and female aspects are there. So yes, the tendency of the living entity to have both male and female tendencies are there, being the overlord, if you take the male as being the dominator, and as well as the dominated, the woman, and living entity acts in both those stations. However, and this was where we sort of got into a protracted discussion. The interesting point is that we should also consider that there's the concept of male and female as we use it may be different than the concept of male and female that generally refers to Radha and Krishna, or the Lord and his Shaktis, Lord Narayan and Goddess Lakshmi, for example. Difference being is that they are part of the absolute truth. They are actually twin aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that, they are always the enjoyer. They are the enjoyers. And we are always the servants of their enjoyment. That Srimati Radharani's enjoyment is to render service to Krishna doesn't belie the fact that she's certainly in a different category. She's in a category of Krishna's feminine aspect. That doesn't just make her a female like other females. It means that she still remains Krishna. And she's in one sense Krishna. And we are always servants. So in a different perspective, we see that actually whether Radha or Krishna, they are both the dominators, predominators, and we are the predominated. When we don't accept that, then we come into this material world. When we argue with the fact that our business is meant to actually be serving both Radha and Krishna and their associates. So from this other perspective, the absolute truth is always in a different, in a sort of male dominator category over the living entities who are in a dominated category. And therefore to immediately equate them with the type of male and females that we're used to is to make a mistake. Make a mistake in the same way that, for instance, we consider Krishna's interaction with the gopis to be similar to that with some young man's interaction with young girls in the material world. It's not that they're just similar, but on a spiritual platform. They're of a completely different nature. They're of a transcendental nature. Brindavana aprakrita navandita mada. Krishna as the transcendental Cupid is called aprakrita. It means that he's not material, he's not prakrita. And even though we say that Srimati Radharani is Krishna's prakriti, But that doesn't make her either material, and it also places her in this upper krita in a completely different concept, which a material mind cannot grasp. And therefore, although she has a form like a female's, Krishna has a form like a male's, and Krishna is both, or Krishna appears as Mohini Murti and takes a female form, and although he's not different than his form, but his form and his nature are different than the type of form and nature that we conditioned souls have. And the actions of those forms and the interactions of those forms are the same. So the interaction, when they take the form of the original male and female, are different than the male and female that we conceive ourselves to be here in the material world. How different is it? In what way is it different? Some of those things we can meditate on, some of those things we can hint at. Ultimately, it will require real experience to be able to have that type of distinction. But we should always keep in mind, achinta beda beda tattva, equating Krishna's male and female nature, feminine nature, is not like that of equating the same of conditioned living entities, equating the forms that Krishna takes with ours, not just in substance, but in potent trees, in nature, in interaction, is different. And it's achintya. It's inconceivably one and different. Yes, they look one, they look the same, but at the same time, they're very, very different. And not just in appearance, but they're very different in appearance, because they're very different in the fundamental truths that also underlie them. And by trying to understand these truths are things that actually strengthen our mind, fix us in thoughts of Krishna, gives us absorption in good philosophical meditations. And for that reason, I posted this podcast today, and I hope it's of some interest to devotees. If at least the main message that we can come away with is that Krishna's pastimes with gopis, Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani, although very much resembling what goes on here in the material world, are something very, very different, of which our activities, to which we're conditioned, to which we're used to, are some kind of perverted reflection of. So what we're experiencing is the perverted reflection. And if our male-female interactions, even in their purest state, are a perverted reflection, then at least that gives us some type of scope for projecting forward that there must be something very, very different in the unperverted, in the pure, in the original form. And that pure original form that we'll experience when we come to that stage of Krishna consciousness, and when we go back home, back to Godhead.